Hello, everybody. Welcome to another RPG commentary. This time, we're going back into animated feature, one animated feature this time. The Disney classic from 1985, Pocahontas. Dragon, say hi to the audience.
Hello. Wait, what? Wait, what? We're not streaming Bloodborne?
No, we're not streaming
You
Bloodborne.
lied to me.
All right, so this is Pocahontas, arguably around the same time, this is like the height of like Disney animation in terms of movies. You had Little Mermaid in 1991, Beauty and the Beast, of course, Nilu, we didn't talk, we talked, and of course, Aladdin. And Pocahontas is right up there in terms of like, if you were a kid from either the early 90s or if you were like in the late 90s, you watched these movies. Pocahontas is, along with Aladdin and Little Mermaid and Beauty and the
And
Beast, is some of my favorite
Hunchback of
movies.
Notre Dame.
That's the one I'm least familiar with. That's the one I didn't watch. I didn't really watch as a kid.
Is it because the dude was ugly? It's because the dude was ugly, wasn't it?
No,
You
it's.
gotta look deep inside yourself, man,
I
and you
know,
gotta
I
wonder
know.
to yourself, do I judge this person by his cover?
All right, and so this is going to be an example of how Disney corrects history for the sake of telling a dramatic story, because there's a lot of inaccuracies in the meeting of Pocahontas and John Smith, which is based on the true story. It's just not this.
Course not.
And look at this fucking smug ass pug.
Like, what kind of person would have a pug in this day and age? It's all about that German Shepherd.
True, but this is a posh sort of
You're posh. Also, I have not seen this movie in so long. I think maybe the last time I
As
saw
a
it was
kid,
like.
I didn't know like what like they were saying about the Virginia Company and everything, but like now as a history person, like I know what they're talking about, so it's kind of cool going back and referencing, seeing what it is.
Wait, you mean this isn't the
It's
Mayflower?
not the Mayflower. Not every ship that came to America. That was in 1602. I think that was like at this point in time, it was like at least 100 years before, which is crazy to think about. But yeah, just about it's about 100 years difference.
Wait, this isn't the story about Lewis and Clark under
No,
expedition?
that's 200 years later, in the 1800s, in the 19th century.
Gotta get back into my phone booth. I gotta figure out what time I'm in.
But this is a really dramatic opening sequence. I really like it. We don't really get anything like this for the rest of the movie.
Somebody don't let that statue of me fall into the ocean. Some weird mermaid might get our ideas.
I feel like in because there's a lot of Disney references, and I also forgot Lion King. That's another Disney classic that from the early to mid 90s, where Disney animation ruled the childhood of many people. By the way, that guy should be dead.
Oh yeah,
Seriously,
he's
like
stranded.
there's no like the bullshit that John Smith, by the way, the most generic white man's name you could come up with,
Get him, Jon Snow.
like seriously, this should not work. By the way,
Obviously he is.
I'm pretty sure that's you because he's Irish. Are you crazy, John?
Are you crazy, Jon Snow? You
You
bastard.
gonna call him John Snow for the rest of the commentary, not John Smith?
Why would I call him Jon Smith?
Because that's his name, John Smith.
But why would I call him Jon Smith?
Because that's the character's name, it's John Smith.
Not to me, it's not.
Whatever, okay,
It's
fine.
Jon Snow.
Oh, God. Seriously, this is like that's like the ultimate nightmare for me if I ever go on a cruise. And you've been on a cruise.
I
It's
have.
just it's get it's like falling off the side and landing in the water, stranded between nowhere. That guy should be dead.
Oh yeah.
Also, I think if I remember the movie correctly, he causes an incident later in the movie. So maybe he would have been better off if he would have died.
Yeah, but then we get to that superhero kind of antics, like who are you allowed to save and who else not?
True,
Who not
true.
else?
Yeah, and this is Governor Ratcliffe,
You can't play God, Ben!
who is our villain of the movie. I love
Why do
his
you
co
say that? He looks like a swell dude.
look
I mean,
at
look at that
I.
dog. It's not a smug dog at
Well,
all.
I mean, like he's not the villain now, but he becomes evident in his racism towards the end of the movie. But I like his purple. I like his outfit. Lots of
He's also the
purples.
only one here wearing a cape.
Yeah, well, he's the governor, and he's from Britain. You know, he's supposed to be the governor of this new colony.
You mean Coltony? Am I right, guys? Fucking Mayflower bullshit.
And that's the thing. That's actually a truth. I think that's true. Where like because the Spanish went to because the span like the British colon. Obviously, if you've taken any U.S. history class in 8th grade, you know that the Spanish took Central and South America. Actually, the Portuguese and the Spanish took Central and South America. Well, specifically, the Portuguese got like Brazil. That's why if you're Brazilian, you probably know Portuguese, or at least a twisted version of it. But the Spaniard the Spanish like got Mexico, Central America, all that stuff. And of course, the Aztecs had their weight of gold. And of course, and El Dorado. That's another Disney movie. Is that a Disney movie? El Dorado?
I'm not
Well,
sure.
either way, the city of gold and promises of gold. So that's actually kind of true that people fled to this country to some to like to thinking that this is the land of
Walt
riches.
Disney Pictures presents
And
Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh.
so
Doing
we
Paul
get a
Thomas.
brief introduction to like the white man's culture to the British people to the invaders for all intents and purposes, and then we get the Native Americans, which I don't know which tribe this is actually called. Topher, can you look that up for me, please?
I could, but that would also take effort.
Just please do it. Because like I'm not sure because they're obviously based in Virginia, so I don't know which I can't remember the distinct. I used to know these all off the top of my head on which different tribes, as I took a class on it, but I have since forgotten.
Oh well, Mel Gibson was in this movie. So was Christian Bale.
I think you're looking up the wrong movie.
No, 1995 Pocahontas.
Share me the link. I think you're looking at the wrong movie.
Mel Gibson was John Smith, Christian Bale was Thomas.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think about this opening, this song and this opening sequence, to basically Pocahontas' world, and how simplistic
Look
it
at
is?
us, we don't believe in underwear.
Well, I mean, it's a more simplistic life. Who is the chief? Do you have the actor for that?
I see the grandmother, who is Linda Hunt, which you might remember as the midget or the little person in The Incredibles. But the
Yeah.
that was all like, no capes.
No kips.
No capes. Do we remember what the dude's name was?
No, it should just be. It should
The
just be.
governor or
No, the chief. The chief that's on the screen right now.
let's see. I see Powhatan. I am not seeing Chief.
Okay. Well, whatever. But, I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna get a lot of flack for this, but like, I don't feel like, a lot of people may want to watch this movie and think like this is slightly racist. I don't think it is at all. I think it's a very simplistic view of looking at Native American culture, but it does what it needs to be done. If you want,
Also, Jim Cummings was in this movie as well.
who is he again?
Oh, he's the voice of just about everything that you could ever think of
And
in anything.
now we're introduced to our lead heroine. Which is
Like, dude was in for 400 things at this
oh,
moment.
okay. Well, you're not telling me what he is in this movie, so you're not helping.
Well, if you want to know what he is in this movie, he is Powhatan
That
and
is
check it out.
the chief.
Oh, okay.
That is the
Well,
chief.
he just said he'd be known as the Chief.
Well, I don't remember the chief's name. I just know him as the chief.
I was asking for the fucking name.
All right. Well, can we talk about Pocahontas here?
And then she fell onto a giant slag.
No, because she knows it's a deep river.
Oh, and now we have the comedy relief.
Yeah, this is the silly raccoon that that there was a toy of. Every kid had it, and the little
I shall now call him Iggy.
the
Doink.
raccoon. The raccoon's gonna be
Yes.
Iggy. Okay, lovely.
Yes.
Does he actually
Yep,
have a
yep.
name?
Probably.
Nope.
I'm fairly certain Jim Cummings is the voice of Goofy.
Huh.
Either Goofy or Pete.
And it's clear that Pocahontas is like basically like any person who's like in their early to mid 20s. We don't fucking want to grow up yet. We're not ready for that shit.
Oh, never mind. Jim Cummings is the voice of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that
My
poor
God,
that.
he's just in everything.
Yeah, he's a very acclaimed, talented voice actor.
Yeah, he is. What is it? What was the dream about? Was it about the white man?
No, it's about white flags, I think it is.
Oh, it's still just symbolism.
I love that. That's such a great visual gag. It's just exploding the water. Getting Assassin's Creed 3 flashbacks.
Hey, remember when we thought that was going to be a good game?
It's a decent game. It's not as good as the previous. It's better than the previous one, but whatever.
It's boring compared to the others.
Yeah. And that is now we have our hunk of man meat. I can't remember his name in the movie. I think they said it.
Oh yeah, that's a great smile he's got there.
Well, he's like, just he's a warrior.
Yeah, warriors can't smile ever.
Well, he's a, like, I mean, no, they can't. He has to be serious. He has to protect the. He has to.
Smiling is a weakness.
It is.
No,
Trust
it's
me, I know.
not. No, it's not. Don't lie to me.
So not only is Pocahontas the daughter, she's the daughter of the chief of the Powhatan, of Powhatan.
So, in their culture, she is a Disney princess.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah, I mean, she's technically not a princess because there's not. It's not like that kind of hierarchy, but technically, she's a princess.
Iggy trying to steal the crown.
Kolkom, that's his name.
All hail Lord Iggy! Why are you trying to steal the crown, Iggy? I don't understand.
Even and like the sort of reluctant look and that she doesn't want to marry this dude. Like I know
Right.
some cultures still practice arranged marriages, but it's just that's just such a like to me like living in the Western world that we do, that's such a fucked up practice to still have in this day and age. It's like
Right.
forcing two people to who don't even really know each other marry each other. I'm sorry, but that like in my opinion, that doesn't lead to a successful marriage.
Who cares as long as you have great business practices?
Yeah, or like strongly like it's just a continuous strong lineage.
You should watch Game of Thrones.
No,
It's so great.
I love this. I love. I think as a whole, Pocahontas has like of one of the better Disney soundtracks in terms of individual vocals and melodies, in my opinion.
Right.
Like. Every Disney song has like that one or two. I feel like Pocahontas is consistently great across the board. Like there's some forgettable songs, and there's a forgettable song in Little Mermaid. There's Beauty and the Beast definitely has one. But I feel like I remember more of Pocahontas than I do of any other Disney movie.
I swear to God, Iggy, I could swear you're trying to cop a feel, and then
No.
you realize, oh, shit,
No.
she already noticed me. I should probably grab this necklace before she realizes my true intention.
And I'll go ahead and tell this. I'll go ahead and tell this story that the
On.
at a convention the about 4 years ago, the voice actress for Pocahontas, who was still beautiful at the time I saw her. I don't know what she looks like now, but I'm pretty sure she's still stunningly gorgeous. She was there for the weekend, and basically you got to hear her sing. And she still has that. She sang this song. It was either this one or the Colors of the Wind. I can't remember which one specifically, but still has that amazingly beautiful voice.
Do you mean Irene Bedard or the actual singing voice of Judy Kuhn or
This
Kuhn?
the singing voice.
All right then. It's coming for me.
Don't
Oh,
butcher
wow.
this song. Like I kind of I we shouldn't we can't be quiet during scenes like this, but like I kind of want to just to hear these again.
I mean, it's that thing that we always have to try and stop ourselves from doing, because not only are we doing a commentary, but we're
Yeah.
also doing commentaries for musicals.
But I also like how like the vocals complement what she's singing about, it
Right.
all it blends really extremely wonderful, and it also shows off her character, in that she's a free spirit. She doesn't want to be tamed. She wants to live her life how she wants.
She don't need no man.
No, she does. I mean, she really doesn't. I mean, it's only because of her society, and some because we would say about today's Western society, that. People are telling her, you need for you to be happy, you need to have a man in your life. When that's not the case.
No. No, you shouldn't, you ding
Yeah,
ding.
like ladies never feel like you have to settle for a guy. Yeah, I don't think we have any female listeners, but there are, and I know they probably know it, but like I hope there's women out there who aren't told by either by dudes or other women that like. you know what? You time for you to settle. And I'm like, no. If you don't feel like it's time for you to settle, don't live your life. You know how you want it to, not according to anybody else's standards. Be po.
I think it's time for you to find a nice man and settle down.
Why is everybody Jewish now? Why is everybody Jewish? And but I really that's what I like about Pocahontas, like more so than say. Like she's my second, like Jasmine's a spoiled princess, you know. She's technically she's a spoiled brat at points.
Oh, yeah.
Ariel is kind of like na Ariel is very naive. Belle is my number one, so Belle's in a different category.
I think we can also say that Belle is naive and has post-traumatic syndrome.
Yeah. You mean Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm syndrome,
Yeah,
that one.
but with Pocahontas. You never get that with her. Like she knows what she wants. She knows who she's about. She's a little naive in terms of because that's just because she's never seen she's never seen like people look like John Smith before, but like she's had such an adventurous spirit. She's not afraid of anything, and I like that about her.
Oh yeah, she's adventurous, all right.
I really like
She
the anime.
breaks the mold and dates the white man later.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Oh hey, a frog.
Like that's a great visual gag. Just like, ooh.
Let the tree talk, damn it. Is this supposed to be Yggdrasil? I feel like this is supposed to be Yggdrasil.
Oh, the world tree? No, it's not
Yes.
supposed to be the world tree.
Are you sure about that?
I mean, it's like I mean the idea of like trees being like the guardians of things. It's not. It's a thing that sort of translates in various different cultures, and that all comes from like, from what I believe. Yeah, I mean, remember when like. The if you believe this if you believe it because some people don't that ever that
Only
the that all the continents were one supercontinent so you had people being able to walk like the or the ice like you had all these things more interconnected than others so it's or like it's possible that cultures sort of things are sort of translated like certain things started here and it carried over here I mean the idea of a tree I mean look at Legend of Zelda look at and that's from
Oh,
Japan.
you mean your wife?
You know, but like not even that one. I'm talking about like the Great Deku Tree. You know, look at that. You know, the idea of trees as guardians, like Yggdrasil, the world tree. It's not just, it's something that's trans that's in a lot of various different cultures.
I suppose.
I mean trees give us our essence. Our trees give us oxygen. So there's merit to that. So, and I just want to marvel at this animation from 1995. It just looks so beautiful.
We also give the trees carbon dioxide, which they live off of.
Yeah, so it's a balanced mix. And also this is Old Mother Willow, I think it's her name. Also
It's
has a
definitely
beautiful
a willow tree.
also has a very beautiful singing voice. Like everyone in this movie sings extremely well, even the burly men for the British.
I see very white clouds.
Well, I mean, what would you think? I mean, she's never seen anything like this.
Just saying, it's very white.
Yeah.
I wonder what these white things are coming.
Well, I mean, she's never seen a boat before. Like, you have to take that into a factor. Like, she's never seen anything like this. Her area hasn't been colonized yet.
Uria. I believe it's pronounced Uria.
Whatever. Like, I'm not gonna lie, as a history person, like, this is the kind of time period I would love to go to and be, like, in a time bubble and just observe to see when, like, to see. Like, can you imagine that? Like, you think, like, imagine us. You know, you and like you go off into the ocean and you find an uncharted island. That's what this
Up,
was for
filthy
me.
heathens. There's another hint.
Oh, that he's the villain?
No, why would you say he's the villain?
He's clearly the villain. He's drinking wine. He's clearly the villain.
Beast also drank wine. Do you think he's a villain?
Well, he comes off as villain-ish in the early parts of the movie. I'm not gonna lie. So. No, I mean it's clear in that movie that the villain is the male chauvinist. What's his name?
Don't know.
Gaston. Yeah, that's his name.
No one gets Shrek like
Gaston.
Gaston.
We have to do Beauty and the Beast after this. I want his hat though.
You just want everything in every fucking movie
Well,
we ever do.
sharp. I appreciate sharp
Except for
dressers.
like that one jacket from one of the movies we did recently. I think from Terminator 3.
I can't remember, but I think it's about a 6-month journey from the United Kingdom or Great Britain to the Americas by boat. Back then, I want to say it's
Probably.
6 months, which I couldn't imagine being on a boat for 6 months with the same damn people and not killing everybody.
Well, everybody was a lot more peaceful back then.
No, not necessarily. You underestimate the power of human nature. You put anybody
Contained.
on a contained area for a certain a for a extensive period of time with no breathing room, somebody's bound to go nuts.
Ass shut.
Well, can't win them all.
Hey, how's it going? Jon Snow, is
I
that
mean,
you?
I mean, I would like to, imagine again. Like this is so cool for them because it's like, they're literally on uncharted territory for them. This is whole new. Little did they know, it's much big. It gets only bigger from here. Like this isn't the like. There's no end in
Oh,
sight.
hey there, it's Peter Pan.
You think that's what? Do you think that design was intentional?
Maybe, probably.
Yeah,
Me,
see, that's.
Tarzan,
You
you,
can
Jane.
hear Mel Gibson's accent, actually. I never knew that was Mel Gibson.
Right? Also, if you reverse these two people's roles, Jon Snow over there in the jungle and Pocahontas being the person coming in, this would be Tarzan and Jane.
Yeah. That's another great Disney movie. Tarzan.
Don't do it, Iggy.
Oh, well, I fucked up.
Hey, how's
Hi.
it going? I'm a raccoon. I have rabies.
Actually, no, that might be, well, not necessarily true. Not all wild animals have babies.
I'm gonna eat your shit up, and then I'm gonna
Oh, it's
fuck
a,
you up.
wait, a biscuit, you mean a cracker?
I talked to some British people, and they call crackers biscuits or cookies
Are
biscuits.
you lying to me again?
I am not lying to you. It's like Minotaur, they say Minotaur, which is
Uh-oh.
so weird.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Jane, come on out. Turk said you could come out.
Just in the nick of time.
We'll call the hummingbird a Stackhouse.
Why, because he's an annoying little prick?
Well, I was gonna be nice about it. Jesus.
Well, I mean, you're kind of saying it when you call him, when you gave him the.
Mate.
You kind of are saying it.
Look at Iggy enjoying those biscuits.
Even eating the crumbs, because he, like, he, again, eating the crumbs.
Someday he'll dig through your trash.
Yeah.
Come
Uh-oh.
on, man, pass along that peace pipe.
I'm not gonna lie, I tend to talk like this guy way more than I will admit.
Sings indistinctly.
Well, I mean, it's chanting, and they can't trans some like some things of certain Native
Hi,
American.
how are you? Hi, how are
That's
you?
so fucked up. What is that from Scary Movie 4?
No, that's from The Simpsons.
Okay, I'm thinking of the.
My God.
I'm not gonna lie. I wish. I mean, this is kind of racist. How like they're basically making the Indians, the Native American, not Indians, Native Americans, sort of describe them like this. Is that racist, or like?
Yeah,
Because
maybe
I'm.
not. I mean, I would imagine some of them were very mystical. I mean,
No,
that's
I
a
mean
thing
like in
that's
terms of
just
how they
shown a
talk,
lot.
like men with shining sun arm, like that kind of stuff.
Well, again, isn't that just how mystical people in general
Yeah,
speak?
true.
I mean, just because they're Native Americans doesn't mean it's just racist to say it like that.
Pale visitors. Well, I got some bad news for you, buddy. There
I
you
claim this land in the name of Mars. Isn't that lovely?
go. Then again, the Native Americans sold Manhattan for I think it was like some beads, like the Isle of Manhattan. Oh, the island that would become Manhattan.
Is one spoiled dog.
Yeah, it is.
And I know something about spoiled dogs.
This thing has his own little bathtub that looks like a,
It's
like
got
a.
its own cherries.
How does he even lift the cherries?
Oh.
Like seriously, he should like. Oh,
It's
he's
using
just.
its claw.
Yeah, that's actually pretty smart.
Hey, how's it going?
He actually he, it looks like he has like an 18th century wig on.
Hey, you want to make out?
There's
I'm
probably
also a thing from the wild.
a rule 34 of this fucking dog and raccoon too. God damn.
God damn, Iggy.
I'm fat. Well,
Iggy don't give a fuck. And that's when Iggy later died of cyanide poisoning.
probably.
Or is that just apples?
Why is John Smith posing like that?
Because he's Jon fucking Snow. And for some reason he's got blonde hair and blue eyes.
Who is Radcliffe's voice actor? I reckon it sounds familiar, but can you look that up for me, please?
It's Daniel Radcliffe before he was Harry Potter.
Stop. He's not. He was barely like maybe 5 years old when this movie came out.
I mean, they could
Maybe
have
he's
edited
older.
his voice.
Can you please tell me who Radcliffe is?
I'm working on it. God.
See, look, referencing what I was talking about earlier, rumors and, the internet wasn't a thing.
David
Mexica,
Ogden Steers.
Terry Nakata, Virginia. They think gold is everywhere, but it's not.
What was this, Austin Powers Gold member?
No, but they. I want that dagger. Look at that. Look at that pimped out dagger. I remember wanting that as a kid so bad, just because it was just so mesmerizing. And they never. I don't think they ever made a toy of it. And I feel like they missed an opportunity for that.
Also, David Ogden Steers, if you didn't hear me.
Who did he? His voice sounds familiar. Can you see who else he voiced?
Shit. Do you watch regular show?
No.
Let's see.
This is another very memorable song that I won't remember, but once I hear it, once I get going in my head, it goes. Dig, 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 dig. Like it's just so catchy. Again, Pocahontas has the most consistent vocals and melodies.
Oh, I know who you know him from.
What?
He is Dr. Jumba Jukiba
What?
from Lilo and Stitch.
That's where I reckon. N
Dr. Jumba.
I feel like this is a Cinderella reference right here.
He was also
He's channel
Solovar in Justice League.
channeling his inner Macho Man Randy Savage right there.
And Cogsworth in Kingdom Hearts. We gotta go find Experiment
See,
636.
if this doesn't spell evil guy, this guy is greedy as fuck.
Was it
He's
636 or 626?
what, the Jedi Order? To kill all the Jedi?
Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, I don't fucking remember, dude. It's been so long since I've seen Lilo and Stitch.
He was also Dr. Odium in Static Shock.
Never, I haven't seen Static Shock in a long time.
You'll put a shock to your system. 626, I
Is
see.
this Mel Gibson singing the John Smith portions, or is this somebody else?
I mean, the only person that was credited for Jon Snow was Mel Gibson, so I guess it's him.
He's got some good pipes.
Yeah, and then he started shouting hate speech.
Well, that's like almost like 15 years later, so he's all good at this. He's good in 1995. He was probably shouting racist speeches back then, but we didn't know about it.
He was also in Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
What?
Jason Steer, or whatever I said his name was. I'm just going down the fucking thing here.
I'm pretty sure there's a Seven Dwarfs reference in this scene. Just because I see a whole bunch of mining.
Oh, he is also the Archdeacon in Hunchback of Notre Dame.
And you can see like the sort of contrast between John Smith and Radcliffe, and that Radcliffe is just all concerned. He doesn't give a fuck about the environment. He's basically a modern day Republican. He's greedy, he doesn't give a fuck about the environment, and damn the natives. But John Smith is your, what would you call John Smith?
Oh shit, this commentary just got political.
I'm just saying it's what it is. That's what it is, and John Smith is your, we have to appreciate the land. I mean, like, you're telling me you see a mountain range of like that, you wouldn't say this is majestic as fuck? That's what I
I
say.
would say blow this shit up and take all its resources.
Well, it's clear that who's John Smith and who's Radcliffe in this little group of friends.
Yeah, because I would really want to do that after saving a frog from being trapped in my garage.
I'm just saying. And Pocahontas
I'm
still.
gonna jump his bone later.
I'm not gonna lie, they kind of have her do the old, like, she's very curious about this guy and she's clearly attracted to him. It's a little weird.
Well, we've already established that she's very adventurous.
Well, yeah, but not adventurous in that way. But I don't
Are
think
you
it's
sure about that?
I don't think it's adventurous. I think she's just extremely curious. But I also think there's some kind there's some kind of an attraction that she's feeling towards this guy. But I think it's a bit of both. She's curious and she's attracted.
You want to settle down there, Tarzan?
But she's trying to be stealthy. They actually did a live action movie, not of this, but of like the real. And the creepy thing is, and you got to keep in mind it was the times, but Pocahontas I think is actually 13 in like real like in the real story. I think she's like either 12 or 13 years old.
Right.
And John Smith is his age, like a 35, 30, maybe not 35, because you know the life expectancy was shorter. But at least a
That fuse would have gone out in that
yeah, that's what
little
I that's what
waterfall.
that, that's what I was gonna say. Isn't the fuse gonna go out? And now he's equally captured by this majestic, exotic creature that he's never seen, because he's never seen a woman who's looked like this before.
She's gonna jump my bone later.
Well, I mean, and like, you know, when you look at Victorian culture, not Victorian, probably that's not the right word, but English culture at the time and what the women were wearing, and then you see this,
It's
it's
from conservative to I guess you wouldn't say provocative.
but free, it's free. It's more expressive. It's freedom. The long flow, like a lot of British women had like their hair tied up, everything covered. Very Puritan, even though not everybody in Britain was Puritan, but that's like the mentality I think a lot of the dress was, and like it was like considered like audacious to show any skin. Then you see Pocahontas here, you know, granted she's not showing like she's showing her arms, she's showing her legs, but nothing like that's
No,
inherent.
that depends on what you're into.
Well, yeah, I mean like that's everything, but like she's not wearing anything that's specifically drawing attention. That's just what she wears. She's not doing it for attention.
Fuck do you want, Whitey? Let me help you out of here.
I actually like that. That's a nice touch that she speaks that she doesn't under that she speaks the language. She speaks the native language. I like that. I kind of forgot that part.
Let me protect you from all these heathens you're surrounded by.
Yep, and you can see the
And then you can suck this white dick.
I actually got my first kiss because of this movie.
Oh, did you now, lad?
Yeah. And I think it was this, it was either
Oh, we
this.
got symbols. It's all Kryptonian.
They're gonna, I mean like this is like, you know, if you want to take it for what it is, like love who you like, I mean, and I'm gonna get political again, but you know, love who you want to love, no matter what your gender is, no matter what your skin color is, just love who you want to love. And that's what this is. This is really romantic. This is like really hammed up though, so it's really nice though.
I think this is all a conspiracy from the Kryptonians.
Stop, will you please?
Jon Snow is actually just Clark Kent back in time.
And now she can magically understand English.
Well, it's because those fucking symbols just changed her brain.
Yeah. What well, was the uniting of two worlds?
I'm Jon Snow.
I don't know why you keep calling. I really wish you would stop doing
And now we're into the animated movie of Holes.
Are we really?
What?
And you said Christian, that's Christian Bale, right?
Whoever is Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, that was Christian Bale. I could kind of hear it. That's crazy. I mean he wasn't a big actor at this point, so it's kind of crazy like this big actor came from this movie. Where did he get all that grass? Cut that perfectly.
All that grass came from that bush.
Like that dog's like, ugh.
Think I'm some kind of fatty?
Damn.
Like one yelp from your dog, and you just go, savages.
That's, by the way, that's very racist to call the native cultures savages because they're not. If anything, I
Oh,
would
damn.
say what you're doing, you're the fucking savages.
My
And
God.
you know what? And now we're seeing a sort of a small display between Native Americans and the colonists, in that the colonists have them outpowered in because of their technology.
Ow, my groin. Shut me right in the dick. Oh, that was probably about to hurt.
I mean, like, you know, the Native Americans were better trackers, they were better hunters, they were probably better warriors, but you know, when you got the superior firepower, you're probably gonna win. Most of the time, you're probably gonna win unless you're absolutely dumb. Most of the time. I say
Know what
that.
they could have used?
What?
Shaka Zulu.
What's Chaka Zulu, if I dare so ask?
I thought you would know who Shaka Zulu is.
No, I'm not. I can't. I'm blanking. So explain to the audience, please.
He's the dude from Africa. I don't know. All I know from Shaka Zulu is from what I've watched of the epic rap battle between he
Yeah, but
and
this is
Julius
here.
Caesar.
Yeah, and I'm not saying like it's like everything, you know, like every time the culture with the superior firepower wins, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily like.
Like from the context I got from the song, Shaka Zulu is like a master tactician.
Yeah, exactly. Like sometimes you can, but like eventually, you know. I don't think Shaka Zulu ever went up against like anything with like firing power. You know, with
Maybe.
gunpowder, you know, so like it's like in Last Samurai, if you've seen that movie, where I think one of the final battle scenes is basically the Japanese army fighting against the rogue samurais, and the rogue sa the Japanese army has a Gatling gun, and they just mow them down, and you know, yeah, they have the samurais are clearly the more, the superior fighting force, but when you got a thing that can shoot what 120,
Kind of fucking name is John Smith.
you can shoot like 120, you know, rounds per minute or whatever, your chances of losing diminish. It's like,
Right.
fuck you, I want food.
Oh, you. I don't wanna. I know what you do with that hand. You wipe your ass. You don't have toilet paper yet. I'm pretty sure.
No, they use leaves.
Are you sure about that,
I'm
buddy
sure.
boy?
I'm sure they use leaves. Let's bring this back.
Do you mean bring this back?
See, this is like how if you're going to another culture, you should do. You should adapt. You should learn from the other culture, and they learn from you. Not give or not one gives, and the other one just nothing. Nothing. Not one tastes, and the other one doesn't give at all.
Quit getting fresh with my friend, yo.
Yeah, he's very protective of Pocahontas, and I find it funny.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, it's Compass.
Well,
That's his name, Miko.
yeah, Iggy, right?
He's like, he can't hurt it, and then he freaks out because he's trying to break it.
Well, I'm lost now.
What do you mean you're lost?
Well, it's a compass. It tells you how to get out of being lost. You, like
Oh.
fucking Jon Snow said.
Oh.
Pay attention to the movie, Ben.
Oh, I was like in his head he was going, "Well, I'm lost." Well, I mean, he has Pocahontas, she knows the river.
Oh God, I keep thinking of a
Yeah, hey
song.
Poca hey sweetie, Pocahontas, you're going to see those things in the very shitty direct to VHS movie. Doesn't she like have attractions for another dude in that movie?
I've never seen the sequel.
Cuz I rem cuz I know I've seen it once. I think in like for a school thing, because it was just one of those summer things, and like I know she actually goes to England, and I think like because John Smith is not in it at all, it's like in it for like a few minutes, and it's another dude. I think she develops feelings for another guy. I'm not sure though. I can't remember. Well, that's very
No means no.
yeah. Seriously, John, stop being creepy.
Come on, Jon Snow. Settle down, you bastard.
Also, he's basically like he kind of dropped the N-bomb to her, the equivalent to her,
You
and
mean
like,
savages?
well, yeah, like that's fucked up to tell her that, you know, and he's trying to like, no, hold on,
Oink.
hold on, it's just a word, it's not just a word, dude, you're calling us. I mean, they're not, you know, that they weren't savages, they were just not as they were just not up, they didn't have the technology that you guys had. That doesn't mean they didn't lead civilized lives. And yet, the power of song fights all.
Of course, this is a Disney movie.
If only real life was like solved like that, everybody would be much more happier and simpler. Also, everybody would be fucking super hot and pretty. I'm just saying. Well, no, I mean, no. Even if you were ugly, as demonstrated by
Quasimodo.
Quasimodo, you will still find happiness.
Are you sure about that? Because even Quasimodo still didn't get the girl at the end of that movie.
No, but he got the girl at the second movie.
Was there a second
There was a
movie?
second movie. He gets the girl. He gets the girl in that movie.
Disney was just like, we heard your complaints.
And I think
We
this
all
is.
realized that you were all upset that the fucker didn't get the girl.
And this is
So
the.
we're gonna give him a sequel and he'll actually get a girlfriend this time.
And I think this is the. This is the song that I think everybody remembers from Pocahontas.
Well then, this took a turn.
Like, I like the dramatic lighting, the dramatic camera angles, and just. By the way, that's doing a smiley face.
I just want to point out that the power of a song just changed everything.
Yeah, and I really like this right here. I really wished, like, this sort of. I don't know how to call it, but it just looks so fucking pretty for that few seconds.
The pastel colors?
Yeah, it just looks so fu and then like literally being carried on the wind. That is just, it's just majestic and it's like I love this movie.
That's why you haven't seen it for many
I
moons.
know. I like the color choices too, very vibrant. Oh, hello.
This is that same look Nala gave Simba in The Lion King.
Yeah. There's a lot of things as kids you miss, but like knowing now, like, oh, she clearly wants, I don't want to say the D, but like she clearly wants to, like she clearly likes, like
She
unlike,
wants to jump that bone.
well, she wants to, she's happy, you know, for once, and she in but and this is but unlike the other guy, Colquhoun, because John Smith is actually giving it a try to learn things about her and not just, you know, you are my wife now.
I want to point out that those hawks went torn into their arms while they were on their arms.
True, but maybe they're very obedient hawks.
Oh, no, don't give me that shit. Just to hold on with their incredibly sharp talons, they wouldn't know. Like, ow, ow, that's
Yeah.
bone.
Yeah,
Get
but they
out of
did,
here.
but they probably like fought through the pain. Just keep going, John. Just keep going. Pocahontas is probably just used to it.
You will no longer be known as John Smith in our society. From now on, you are Crazy Horse.
Are we gonna get a kiss? OTP.
Wasn't
Shoot,
there
I'm.
actually somebody named known as Crazy Horse?
Yes, that is Chief Crazy Horse. That you're being very condescending towards people.
I don't mean to be.
Yeah, you are, but you are though.
I don't mean to be, though.
Oh, they're holding hands. I have a feeling this movie might have kickstarted puberty for some 12-year-olds.
What's this feeling in my pants?
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's not. It's just like, it's very romantic, is what it is, in a very PG way.
Was that when you got your first kiss?
Yes.
Giggity. Come on, come on. Just give me the kiss, damn
I'm,
it.
you know, like, and it's kind of creepy because he's kind of forcing himself on her, but, you know, he doesn't, like, okay.
It's very Disney-esque forcing.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of things that, you know, but that's just misogyny. That's not a Disney thing. That's just a very misogynistic male culture that our society has lived in. I'm very political in this, but, I mean, this is a very political movie, whether you want to agree with it or not.
How is it political? Just because it's the white
Race,
man and fucking Native
racism.
Americans?
Racism, forced marriages. You got the lead villain who's basically a modern day Republican. There's a lot of political under themes. They're not like, I mean, you have to look for them, but they're not there. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. By the way, very racist by saying engine, like that's very racist.
Yeah, come on, Ben. It's just a little fun. Yeah, fucking Ogden over there.
Yeah. I'm doomed. Yeah, he was clearly wrong. This is what happens when you let
Rip.
rumor.
Yeah, you shouldn't
That
have
I
gone
look at
to
this.
what was it,
It's
Nevada?
yeah. No, South America. South America, Central America is where the gold was. But
No, I
this.
mean during the gold rush.
No, that's like year. That's like 200, 300 years later though. He's to
That
I'm.
still doesn't mean that the gold isn't still there at
They
that
don't
point.
okay, what they know is that they only know that the East Coast exists. They don't even know how far at this point, they don't know how far I don't believe they know how far the Americas stretch. At least North America does. I don't think they know.
Yeah, that's because of, that's it.
You know
It's the
what?
gold.
This fucker is Donald Trump. That's who this fucker is.
We gotta stop giving those immigrants their free health care.
So we gotta, so get the fuck out. Not you, but Ratcliffe.
Except immigrants don't get health care at all.
By the way, I think isn't it like they're only called, we only called them Indians for so long because Christopher Columbus was originally sailing for India and he landed and he thought, oh, these are Indians, so everybody just called them Indians.
Oh, hey, it's David Bowie.
Yeah, is that supposed to be a David Bowie reference?
No. In fact, I meant Davy Crockett.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I got David Bowie.
I think this is like Bowie knife, possibly.
Probably. Also Bowie knife.
Bowie, bo yeah.
Rip. Oh, hey, they're getting that maze on.
Yeah.
So
Well,
this is
she's well. I have news for you, buddy. She's been running off with a white man.
This movie's about the first Thanksgiving, right?
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah, so I forgot Pocahontas' mom is dead at this point.
Well then.
I mean, it is. It's basically saying it right now. Like, I mean, it's also like a very like, if you look at how like we review death, I mean, not you because you're white, but like, I mean you are, but like death is very solemn for a lot of cultures. It's a thing to be sad about versus in like say, you
And
know.
white people aren't sad about death.
No, they are, but what I'm saying is it's not so, like, but for other cultures like Native Americans and like I'm even though I deny it a lot of times, I'm Mexican. In Mexican cultures, death is considered not the end. It's supposed to be a celebration of life that this person lived at all, and lived
Right.
what they li lived at all. It's like they're still with us versus from what I've seen a lot about like, you know, no offense, but like white people's cultures, it's not, and this isn't what everybody, because everybody's individual, but it's what I've seen is, it's very much they've gone
That
and they're not,
hummingbird is dead.
yeah, they're gone and not with us anymore. Versus here it's very much yes, they are physically gone, but they are still with us because they are either A in the earth, so with the spirit, whatever culture you want to supplant it with. Why am I being very deep in this movie? It's weird.
Know, it's just bringing it out of you for fucking barely reason, any reason.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
Dude, you just wasted my bus pass. What the fuck, man? Actually, I don't like what, probably like a cab fare or something.
You mean carriage fare?
Carriage fare, yes.
Carriage, carriage.
I've ridden in one of those before too, and they're cool.
Are they? Are they though? Till you step on horse shit.
Oh damn, Pocahontas is like, you want to stay the night? Damn, Pocahontas is just ready, wanted, just enamored with this
Ready
guy.
and willing.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Holy crap! What kind of mushrooms did I eat?
That moment when you find out that Pocahontas' possible mother is watching.
Is that a theory?
Don't know. It's gonna be my theory.
I don't think it
Oh
is, cause
shit.
oh my
Maybe.
God, I am on drugs. What am I seeing? Look at that face. Like, what the fuck am I? He's try I think he, I don't think he screams because
Internal screaming.
somebody kept. Why isn't that a thing? Ha!
Ha, tree joke.
The owl looks even better. Oh my God.
Disney just knew that was a horrible joke.
Yeah, it's just like. Somebody, I guarantee you, somebody wrote that joke, and somebody else says, "Can we put a shot into the owls, like rolling their eyes?" Damn.
So, Jon Snow, you
Like,
want to have tree sex?
look at Pocahontas, like she's nudging against his arm, like it's clearly like a, they're dating, they're dating because dating isn't a thing. They're courting each other.
Tree has accepted Jon Snow as Pocahontas' husband.
Well, significant other.
Yeah. The tree!
Whoop.
Oh,
The fuck
shit.
drug kind of drugs? Internally screaming.
Whip it real good.
Can we start calling people lads?
I already call people lads. I call you a lad.
Yeah, true.
You fucking
Damn,
finger
she
dumb.
does. She does. I've been there. Like, where like you meet somebody, and like you're enamored with them, and you never you like, wait, you mean you have to go? I think we've all been there.
In 200 years, you say. I
Damn.
guess you could say the tree's getting kind of moist for Jon Snow.
Stop.
Would you say the tree's starting to bear fruit for Jon Snow?
Get out.
It's funny because willow trees do not grow fruit.
No, it doesn't. And now
Oh
they
shit,
got
we got a
re
war.
Well, I mean, they're getting reinforcements.
We got War of the Worlds. See, these guys are warriors and they're fucking smiling.
Well, Kokum's just an asshole then. White demons. There's racism on both sides.
That's what you're gonna start calling me, isn't it?
White demon? Yes.
You're just
Hey.
gonna change my Skype name
No, I'm gonna change your
to just
phone.
White
You're in
Demon.
your contact. It's just on my phone. It's gonna be White Demon.
Rude.
I mean, I admire Pocahontas' skill, you know, versus like war isn't the always answer, and it's not. War. Look, I've been. He,
But
I
these
think.
guys are assholes. They're blowing up our land. Of
I mean, he's not ro he's not wrong, you know. They're.
course, he's not wrong. These guys are literally blowing up their land.
Yeah, so I mean, like you know, John Smith can speak all he wants, but it's not gonna stop the war. Oh, the poor puppy. Well, not poor anymore.
Run, Iggy.
Oh.
Then we see the new sitcom of Dog Ass and Raccoon Face.
You mean cat dog?
Oh, yeah. Well, deuces. Pisces.
That poor pug.
Hey, how's it going?
Bye, dude. That poor dog.
Forever alone.
How is he not eaten by something before the night's over?
How did the raccoon not eat the pug? I
Do raccoons eat dogs?
don't know. I feel like it would try and bite it since it was threatened.
Yeah, I can hear Christian Bale's accents. John, do you want me to turn your fucking lights down?
Oh, good for you, Jon Snow. Here he comes. Dude, what do you still have? Fucking bows on your hair? In your pajamas. You're possibly in your pajamas. You fucking what? What's gotten
I
into
mean,
you?
like I hate that. And even in today's culture, when you ever like, you know, try to like find, it's not everybody, but when you try to find alternatives to fight, you're automatically called a pussy. And I'm like, no, I'm being smart. We don't have to fight these guys. Well, I guess the equivalent to pussy in the 18th century was ninnies.
My God.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, of course, you can't believe everything you're told.
Well, I
But
mean,
who do you
he's.
believe?
No, it's not your land. Technically, he's.
I know we're watching this on subtitles, but I could swear he said for anyone who even looks at a sandwich.
I don't. Whatever.
Don't do it.
We don't get enough character with her friend.
I thought they were sisters.
No, they're friends, I believe. I don't think they're sisters. Because you never ever see her with, like, Potawatomi. You never see them together. So I think they're. See, look, best friend. There you go.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, we never get enough with her. We like, she's barely just, like, basically plays the role of the. Slut best friend who's kind of there.
Slut best friend?
No, not slut best friend, because
You
no,
just said slut best friend!
I said slightly best friend, because like we don't really get enough of their friendship. It's pretty much it's a need to know basis.
Oh man, slut best friend. Oh,
Oh boy.
Christian Bale saw something.
Yeah. God, John,
Jon Snow, what are you doing?
most inconspicuous stealth escape ever.
I am the epitome of stealth. Reckon, what are you doing? How did nobody also see the raccoon?
I don't know, maybe they weren't paying attention.
You mean engines?
Surprised he actually doesn't say engines. Maybe it's because he thinks he's more civilized, but he does call them savages, so.
And filthy heathens.
Damn.
I'm your new father figure.
And Thomas is put in the reluctant role of, uh-oh. I feel like you hear this guy's voice actor. I feel like it's the same guy who voiced the guy who Mulan falls in love with in the movie, in that movie. I don't remember his name though.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but
I almost wanted to say Ping, but that was Mulan's
dad.
different name.
Yeah. No, yeah, Pang.
Pang.
I
Ping
don't.
Pang.
Yeah. But I don't, but like it's it sounds like the, I don't think it's the same guy, but it just sounds very similar in tone.
Feel like it was Wong. No, it was Shang.
Shang, yeah.
BD Wong is the person that voiced
Voice.
him.
Oh, okay. Trevenant. A wild Trevenant has appeared. Is it Trevenant?
Yes. Unless you want to go Phantom.
It could be Phantom, too. I mean, and it's clear that, John Smith is like, well, I give up already. There's no point. Where Pocahontas, she's. On guard, motherfucker.
What are you, Peter Pan?
The dog is seen. The dog is
Internal
seen.
screaming, or I guess internal yelping.
Internal yelping. Yelps
That's
eternally.
enough to make you sapphoil.
That dog has seen. They've all seen some shit. Motherfucker, I just saw a tree talk.
Oh shit, it's changing colors.
I see. Did I eat more mushrooms before coming over here?
Giggity.
God, you know what, John? Maybe you shouldn't stop being so pessimistic for once in your life.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I
No, we're
said young
not.
man.
No, stop. We're not gonna get sued by the
What
Grumps. We are not gonna get sued by the Grumps.
do you mean sued by the Grumps? If anything, we'd be getting sued by the YMCA, or I mean the village people.
Whatever. Yay. I mean, they're more capable of listening than Ratcliffe is gonna listen to. Aw, damn.
Finally!
Didn't take that long for them to kiss.
It took them quite a while.
Oh, I mean, it's not as long as I think as Ariel and Eric did
I'm
and
not the man this land deserves, but I need to
damn.
be the man this land needs.
Oh, we've all been there though in Kokum shoes though. When the girl you like is kissing another dude, we all want to just scream fucking like that and just whip ass.
Oh, damn. Shit's about to get shrieked and real.
Seriously, he freaking brought his hat, his knife and his stone club. Jesus.
He was out there to kill.
I mean, didn't every guy feel like that whenever they see their girl? I mean, technically, in his terms, it is his girl. In his eyes, you just want to.
Oh,
We've all been there, and we all want to release that primal scream. And I can't do it as well as he did. And just whoop ass.
don't do it. Don't do it. Don't kill Jon Snow. Come on, Batman. Oh shit.
And Kokum is dead.
He has no wound though.
Yeah, but it's PG, so they're not gonna. Uh-oh.
What the fuck, Pocahontas? What did you expect? Either one dude was gonna die, or the
Well,
other was going.
yeah,
It's not like he
just
can detain one or the other.
Yeah, but it's still anger. Like it may it doesn't that doesn't mean she doesn't have the right to be angry. Oh shit. And now
The
they
white
think.
man is dangerous. And of course, Batman frames another.
I would feel more sorry for the death of Colquhoun if he actually had a personality,
Outside of being stoic as fuck.
Yeah, like I feel like in a more not PG-13 because I don't want this to be like PG-13. That could have been like a romantic like a triangle. Like Pocahontas likes Colquhoun, but then she becomes enamored. Like it's not a relationship, but it's just like a flirtation between the two of them. But then you have John Smith, and you actually get to develop time with Colquhoun. But instead, here it's just like he's basically the trigger for everything that happens for the rest of the movie, and it kind of sucks. I feel
Also,
like.
now Iggy and the Pug are friends.
Yeah, well, that's the power of friendship knows no bounds.
But they didn't get their own song. How'd they become friends so quickly?
Pocahontas, that's all you have to say.
It
Oh
was
hell.
Pocahontas.
It was
Oh, you're full of shit. Only the Sith deal in absolutes. Hi, King Triton. How are you?
damn, and honestly, that's like the worst thing you hear from your parent is not anger,
Disappointment.
is disappointment. Like that's the worst you can hear. Like I don't like in like if you're like a young kid listening to this, one, why? Two,
We swear so much. Like.
two, if your parents are angry with you, take it. You can deal with it. They'll become less angry. But when they say, "I'm disappointed in you," or like as Palwan said, "You have sh was it you shamed me?"
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's like you have shamed me, like you're disappointed in me. It's like that's like, oh damn, damn
You were
it.
like a brother to me.
I like the lighting right here. It's very, I like all like it just very atmospheric.
They're all just so blue at the loss. It's
I think that's.
symbolism.
I think that's the point. Yeah, I think you're right. It's a very dour point in the movie. Even the subtitles say moody, ethereal music playing.
How can it be ethereal? We can hear it. It would have to be spiritual. So, how's it going?
I'm surprised they didn't mess him up more.
Well, this is also PG.
True.
You know, Pocahontas, you could just slip off my pants.
That's disgusting.
What do you mean that's
I
disgusting?
mean, there's
She's
real.
been wanting to jump his bone the entire movie.
She's been wanting to hold hands with him because this is a PG movie,
I
so.
want to hold your hand.
That's I'm gonna use that line from now on when talking to women. I'd rather die tomorrow than live 100 years without knowing you. Damn.
Bullen. Biesies. And that's
Also,
the last time you'll ever see him. Fear.
yeah.
Christian Bale, what are you doing back here so soon?
Why is the light green, by the way?
Because, as we all know, Christian Bale is secretly a Green Lantern.
No.
Because secretly, Ryan Reynolds is one in one of those tents.
Donald Trump freaking thinking money is the key to everything.
We can buy them.
He got dressed very quickly.
He just doesn't sleep in that outfit.
True.
Don't you sleep in your outfit all every day? Yoy!
I like this song right here. Also, again, proving he's the ultimate evil by wearing the black armor. Look at that. That armor is made for evil.
That's not politically correct. It's
It's
African American
African.
armor.
Shut up. That's fucked up. When he goes savage to savage, barely even human, I'm like, that is Jesus Christ. I mean, like, it fits within the context of what the time this movie is supposed to take place, but it
Right.
still doesn't make it uncringing to not hear that.
That's probably the point of it, though.
No, I get it. Yeah, you're supposed to hate this guy.
Look at that fire, though. Also, the contrast of the orange and the blue.
Pale face is a demon.
Well then, I guess
See,
we'll have
again,
to find out.
and even and they're saying it's so it's racism on both parts. They're
Oh yeah.
calling them white demons. They're calling them savages.
My God, what are they all doing?
Not gonna lie, it was like the idea of war paint. It's always looked like so just wearing war paint to strike fears into your hearts of your enemies. Using physical appearance as an intimidation technique. I always like that.
Those clouds would later be able to form Mufasa in The Lion
I actually
King.
like this sort of that right there. That's very cool.
Would you call that symbolism or foreshadowing?
Foreshadowing. It's clearly foreshadowing, not symbolism.
I don't know. It could also be symbolism for
It
that
could,
foreshadowing.
yes, it's both, I guess. No, sweetie, you didn't follow the wrong path. You loved the guy, and unfortunately, somebody got hurt from it. That's life. It sucks, but
That raccoon had a fork.
I think that's a Little Mermaid reference. Because I feel like this whole little area right here is like that scene in Little Mermaid where her and Eric on Ariel and Eric go on their first date, even though she
Right.
can't speak at all, and she's basically like an 8-year-old in that movie, after
Remember
she.
that time we all saw Scar and Hercules?
Yeah, that was dank. It's sweetie, it's pointing north. I'm sorry to disappoint you, which is probably in the
Nope,
direction.
it's the magical wood.
It's
It's a magical tree.
actually I forgot we're almost at the end of the movie. That's crazy. I forgot how short we've been doing live action movies for so long. I kind of forgot how quickly an animated feature can go.
This is only an hour and a half.
Yeah. But it doesn't feel like that. It feels a lot longer than that. It has good pacing. It has good pacing.
March! Oh, God. What are you gonna do, Pocahontas? Stop it with the power of song? Oh shit. Her shadow turned into a hog. Symbolism.
I'm sorry, I'm being mute because this is such a great use of both male and female vocal, male vocalist and the female vocals.
This is what happens when anger and hate gets to the best of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Like when everything boils up, everything has their boiling point, and it's just so disgusting. It's the worst of us, honestly.
Oh
Me.
snap. Tackle him. Oh shit.
So he was gonna basically beat his ass to death, right? Or just break his neck with that club.
I would imagine that he would try and cave his skull in with it.
Damn.
Oh shit. She dropped the L word.
Oh boy. And everybody is taken aback by that.
I think the pug has changed sides since the beginning.
Yeah.
My God. I'm gonna have to get the right weapon for this job. Someone fetch me the executioner's axe.
The power of love conquers all.
If you believe in the power of love.
Well, I mean, clearly they do.
Oh shit, the flower petals are back.
I feel like in an RPG, Pocahontas would be like the white mage.
My God, the petals are also getting to the white man.
What? What the fuck was that?
Well, he's a sandman,
Yeah.
sand person.
Shut up. Shut up.
You know, they're frightened easily, but they'll be back, and in
Yeah.
greater numbers.
Stop foreshadowing our Star Wars commentary. Also, grave mistake because eventually you guys would be wiped out or pushed back to no existence in about 200 years. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be following a very long trail, as you
Yeah,
might say.
you've chosen the side of peace, but unfortunately, history doesn't become so good to Native Americans as time goes on, especially need I mention, the Trail of Tears, the reservations in the early 20th century. It's just, oh, it's a really tragic, fucked up history, if you read
Oh shit.
about it. By the way, his
Do you
dad
not
here.
see this sword? It's got rubies on it. Uh-oh.
Oh shit.
Jon Snow, protect him.
Again, no wound. Okay, John Smith doesn't die, but Colquhoun dies? Really? The
Well,
main hero.
obviously Christian Bale knows how to not fire somebody. Oh shit. Take
Dogpile.
his armor.
Wow, that's good. That's a gr and that's a, if you've ever seen a hanging or allusion to a hanging, that's a grisly ass death,
Oh yeah.
or potentially grisly, especially if if your neck doesn't break right away. Ugh.
Welp. Guess it's time we get our asses out of here.
If only like, hey, like we're not gonna come back anymore. Nope, we're gonna come back here in greater numbers.
Oh man, his eyes are red now.
He's mad. I don't th and we never see him again.
What are you subbing for?
Fake tears.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, that's a
Bring me my lei. I mean, my girlfriend.
not gonna lie, Pocahontas is pretty fucking pretty. I'm pretty
Why
sure.
are you people your
Huh?
guns up? Come on.
What? She's really pretty. Like, she's really.
Everybody was holding their guns up like, oh man, we can't trust them now, despite just avoiding a war.
Yeah, well, they're called hypocrites.
Hey, how's it going? I understand Christian Bale.
And she's and it's I guess she forgives him for killing Colquhoun, but now she
Yeah, right. I guess he will find out now if Grandmother Willow's bark is worse than her bite.
yeah, shut up.
If only we were a visual commentary, we could have another scene of the elves just looking at each other. We fixed your thing.
Oh, that's adorable.
I don't know how three animals did that, but all right.
Magic, motherfucker. Magic.
Here, I'm just going to dust this off for you. I only took a few nibbles off of it.
Oh, are they gonna kiss again? Yeah, they're gonna kiss again. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this jump-started puberty for some people. Not me. It did give me my first kiss, but I definitely didn't think, like, I wasn't like, girls, 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 girls. I wasn't like that. That wasn't until probably Mulan is when that kickstarted that shit, probably.
Also, one of those dudes in the background was wearing an ascot, while also at the same time being roughly shirtless.
Why?
Like, just, I don't know. It's
Oh,
weird.
and
Why are you needed here?
well, I mean, like, she needs to be with her family. She needs to, like, she's part of her, like, village's way of life. They need her. Yeah, they do
Don't
need
worry,
her.
Jon Snow. I'll always be with you forever.
Yes,
Until the
kiss.
sequel. And then I'll fall in love with
This is
some
the,
other white dude.
yeah, this is where all the girls in the in the classroom would go, aw, and all the guys would go, eh, because boys are fucking immature.
Know what you're talking about. Well, Pisces. I'll tell David Crockett you said hi.
Not even alive at this point in time, dude.
I'll tell Lewis and Clark you said hello.
Not even alive another 150 years, I think. If this is the 1600s, this has, yeah, that would be the 1820s, I think. 1810.
I'll tell Lewis and Clark you said hello. I'll also tell Sacagawea
God damn it.
you said hi.
And there they go. If and if you know what, if they never came back, history would be so different at this point.
Right. Jump on that boat.
Actually, for when I was younger, I thought she was gonna go with him in the end, that she was gonna magically catch up with them and just jump on the boat and then like happily ever after, but she doesn't. She just watches them sail into the distance. She watches her senpai leave.
Her senpai.
Yeah, John Smith. I mean, John Smith is older than her, so yeah, senpai, elder.
That's not how that works. It
Or
would be a son.
your senior. No, senpai is senior.
Yeah, in terms of like scholarly, like
Well,
scholar,
whatever.
whatever.
We're applying it.
I
He would.
felt your rose petals.
That's gotta suck for both of them, though. Like, it's kind of like an odd ending, you know? Like, they're together, but they have to be separated because he's hurt, but I don't know. And there was never a
And
sequel to this at all.
except for this direct to
Shut up!
DVD or
Nope!
direct to
Nope!
VHS,
Nope!
where she just forgot everything that happened in the last movie and just fell in love with another dude.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that was Pocahontas, the critically acclaimed. So Topher, what are your thoughts on this Disney classic?
It's still a pretty fun movie to watch. But like you said earlier, it's still kind of cringing where you kind of listen to their songs where they're just calling each other heathens, savages, all
Savages.
that shit. Songs are still very nice to listen to, though.
Unhuman savages. You know, like
Well,
inhuman
how many of us
savages.
are actually human?
Well, inhuman savages, but anything else you want to say about it? Vocals, actors, stuff like that.
I will never refer to Thomas as. Or I'll never refer to Christian Bale as Thomas in this movie. He will now forever be known as Batman.
Okay. Yeah, Mel Gibson
See?
did the singing. Yeah, that's crazy. But I think
What about you, Sir Dingle Dingle?
Russell Means and Super. Oh, Russell Means was the voice actor for Christian Bale. There he is, Ken Duncan, Chris Wahl. Why does Chris Wahl sound familiar?
Don't know.
That's
Tim Allen?
that's I'm pr Tim Allen's a common ass name.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure it's con Tim and a whatever. But
I didn't know this just wasn't another episode of Home Improvement.
it's it, cl it clearly was
I saw
not.
how they were building the barracks.
Shut up! Just shut the fuck up. This is
It
right before Home Improvement was even a thing, wasn't it? Or was it? I don't even know.
was in the 90s.
I know it was, but I don't remember what time it was coming out. All right, but I'll say this: Pocahontas is it's right up there with be. It's probably second. It's definitely second for me in terms of favorite Disney princess movies or Disney movies. With number one being Beauty and the Beast, and number three being Aladdin. I love this. I love Pocahontas as a character and her. And I said this earlier, but her just her freedom, her desire to her desire to break free from not wanting to stick to her society rules and love who she wants to love. And you know, John Smith is kind of a bland character, you know. But
Yeah,
like,
he is.
you know, like he's kind of he's just there. Like the real star is Pocahontas. But and again, other like. Other song, well, it ha this has its marquee songs like "Colors of the Wind" and "Around the River Bend." Those are the two that people think of the most. But I feel like from top to bottom in terms of vocals and melodies, Pocahontas is the most consistent with its track. Not to diminish like Aladdin, or like hype up Beauty and the Beast, but I feel like from a consistent level, Pocahontas. Is very beautiful. And if you haven't, and if you watched this for the first time, and it's the first time watching it, thank you because this is one of my favorites, and this is definitely a classic. Let us know what other Disney animated movies from that time period would you like us to cover? Because we're certainly down for it.
Well, yeah.
Well, anyway, in that sense, we'll come. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next time for the next RPG commentaries. I'm the Marvelous Iggy.
I'm Mr. Dragon.
And we'll see you all next time. Have a good day, everybody. Let the colors of the wind guide you.
Bye.